Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to hell, bitch. Car, keys, wallet, now.
Oh yeah, welcome back to another great episode of Drunk World Order. And today's episode is about the new Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi. And the question is Star Wars The Last Jedi? Illuminati, part two. I kind of went over part one yesterday. We're going to do a little recap of that. And then we're going to go deep into this topic in the deepest regions of the universe. But for right now, we're going to take a little music break while I go promote this on Facebook and on the Drunk World Order page. Go check that out on Facebook. And right now, we are going to talk about No Longer the Hero, On My Way remix. Check out the track. I hope you enjoy it. And we'll be back after this great song. Once again, this is No Longer the Hero with the track On My Way remix.
And I see myself in the storm. On my way, I see the skies are turning gray. On my way, I don't want to be too late.
To feel the peace after war, to feel released from the core. Earthly gratitude, still I run after you. I feel it doesn't matter how I'm feeling till I open doors. Trapped inside of a cortex, numb vortex of solar panels giving me reflections. They told me run until I can no longer hear the people screaming at the sight of all the imagery the shadows run. There isn't evil, there is only a contemporary. Born to be a visionary, torn between the mysticism and the physical. Fit to be analytical, history is invisible, the leashes of empiricism. Hey, I called upon a higher power, maybe to figure out the reason for complexity. And so you're next to me, visible as a light and power. I'll keep you in the deepest fathoms of my melody.
On my way, I walk to my window, and I see myself in the storm.
I'm sick of resisting repetition. Reputation is hardly a justifiable reason to see a liable swimming through different exhibitions. I'm not a dreamer, only having repeat offenses. I drink the water, but don't need to clear my senses. Clear the fences, I bet it would mean the world, but I'm really not trying to reference all the difference I was messing with. Nah, sick of getting the silent treatment. Hold the gavel to my head and shoot my dirty secrets. The anatomy held up inside my sanity certainly makes a man of me want a rich reading, hit the deep end. It was written in the hieroglyphics. You never can outgrow the outer lid, miss. So by sitting, I'm reminiscing on how maneuvers can make or break the impression from overthrowing rulers.
On my way, I walk to my window, and I see myself in the storm.
Yo, and what a beautiful, beautiful song by No Longer the Hero. That's On My Way remix. You can check out the original also on YouTube. with the music video and the a different beat and kind of like a different melody. But yeah, we're back. And today's topic of the day is Star Wars, The Last Jedi, Illuminati. First, I'm going to give you a little bit of what I think, and then we're going to go right into what I think, what like this other guy online thinks that I saw on a website. So for right now, I'm just going to say, yeah, I mean, I think it could be Illuminati because I've been hearing rumors that Luke was going to turn like to the dark side. And then in the trailer, they showed, you know, saying he could see light, he could see dark. And then he says there's only one truth that the Jedi must end. So what does that mean? Because, you know, the Jedi stands for the good guys. The Sith and the Empire is, of course, evil. So does that mean that he decides that he doesn't want there to be any more Jedi and he turns against them and turns to the dark side? You know, another theory I have is maybe he uses the light and the dark together to defeat Kylo Ren. But then after he does that, maybe he becomes the next Sith Lord under, not Darth Sidious, but that new guy that they have. And maybe that he has to fight Rey and she's the last Jedi. I don't know. That's just my theory. Spoiler alert. Not really, because that's probably not what's going to happen, but that's just more of like my little theory right now. But one thing I can't say is that this other guy had really good theories, and I'm going to pull that up right now. I should have pulled it up during the break, but it took me so long just to post the link everywhere. But just let me pull that up real quick. Give me 1 minute. Or actually, we'll probably take a commercial break. I don't want the keys showing up on there. That's not professional. Anyways, what's wrong with me? Plus, I need to get a drink. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to play a song being promoted by Lyrical Innovation. It is called Saki Boy Theory, and the name of the song is Don't Bury Me. I hope you enjoy, and I'll be right back with more on Is Star Wars The Last Jedi Illuminati Part 2, and it will take callers towards the end of the segment. Thank you.
Okay, with that drug addict flow to my
Cool song, everyone. That was Saki Boy Theory with the new track Don't Bury Me. Yeah, I kind of like that. He had like a fast flow by the lyrics. He sounded very passionate in that chorus, man, like he just poured out his soul. That was some real good music. Now let's get back to the topic of Star Wars The Last Jedi Illuminati. Like I told you my thoughts on it, but now we're gonna go and talk about this website. It's called IlluminatiWatcher.com, and he has stuff about all kinds of movies, but he has this great article about The Last Jedi trailer, and I'm going to tell you what he thinks about it, and I'm just going to read off his page. But yeah, if you want to check him out, go to IlluminatiWatcher.com. He has great content, book stuff. He's deep into the conspiracy stuff. Okay, so it says here, the takeover of religion. The big idea here is that the film is boasting its release on Christmas, and the sci-fi genre is the key weapon being used to destroy this Christian holiday. This Christmas. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! I did notice that. And then it goes on to say, many people don't see the harm in tales of superheroes and science fiction, but I assure you, this is the agenda's source of manipulation. I've got hundreds of articles on the topic. The early occultists were obsessed with sci-fi, and rightfully so. They are paving the way for the destruction of religion and the installment of a Luciferian worldview and the belief in humans evolving into super beings, which is all a deception. And so anyways, let me give you my thoughts on this. Yeah, okay, the Christmas thing, okay, they're releasing right on Christmas. That is kind of weird. However, I think they're going to release it during Christmas time because that's when a lot of people have vacation, when a lot of people are off, you know. People have off for New Year's. I don't know. Then again, you would think they would release it in the middle of December because that's when the people get the 2 weeks off, right? The kids and the parents and all that. I don't know. He could have a point here. As far as being super beings, I would kind of like that if I could be like Wolverine or one of the X-Men. And as far as the Luciferian worldview, good luck with that, because I see too many religions for that to happen in the near future. But maybe they think this movie will magically make it happen. I don't know. All right. And okay, so one thing about Luke Skywalker is the obvious conflation here is that Luke is somehow akin to Jesus Christ, since his trailer was released on Holy Friday. I did notice that. It was released on Good Friday, Holy Friday. That was crazy. Another consideration is that he's leaving the womb and will be officially reborn 9 months later on Christmas Day when The Last Jedi releases. Interesting observation. I did notice that it was released on Good Friday, which was kind of weird. I was drunk that day and went out for pizza with friends, so I don't know how holy I acted on that day. And I'm probably going to hell for that. I hope not. No, I'm just joking. We shouldn't joke about going to hell. Either way, back to the topic. See, I'm not even drinking. I think I do better when I drink. Okay, so now we're going to talk about some occult symbols in the trailer that this guy broke down on about The Last Jedi. So, the Star of Cimmerius. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but it says, if you notice, the map on the trailer has 8 points. Okay, congratulations. This is the symbol utilized in chaos magic, the Eight of Wands, and hidden all throughout the film by Stanley Kubrick, Eyes Wide Shut. Oh, I heard that guy got killed for making that movie. Oh, but I do see the eight-pointed star. Usually the one in Chaos Magic, though, looks like eight arrows sticking out of a circle. because when I used to research magic stuff. But hey, I guess this is the original version of it, or some other version of it, which is crazy. Okay, so that's cool. That's in there. And now the all-seeing eye, of course, in the movie poster for this film, we see the classic symbol of the all-seeing eye. Yeah, which shows the lightsaber and just like half of their face. And then on one side is Luke, and one side it looks like it's Rey, so maybe it's like the light and the dark. And I also notice the lightsaber is like red with blue. Maybe light and dark coming together or clashing, because, you know, the red lightsaber is usually Vader's, you know, Kylo Ren, and the Jedi usually have the blue or the green. Interesting, and I just noticed that myself, the thing about the lightsaber, so, yeah. So, yeah, he talks about how the all-seeing eye was used in, like, the Force Awakens posters, where they cover one of their eyes with the lightsaber and only one eye shows up. And, yeah, stuff like that. So it's like they've been using that for a while. Okay, so that's pretty interesting. All right, that's pretty much all he had on that. So is it enough to prove that Star Wars, The Last Jedi is Illuminati? I don't know. People have said there's theories that maybe some people that worked in Disney in the past or still work there are demonic or were Illuminati. There's certain parts of Disneyland that people say are kind of creepy, like the Haunted Mansion and, you know, the Club 33 and all this other weird crap. So I don't know. You know, it could be. But then again, the California park is like less mystical, less demonic. They have stuff like Cars and stuff like the Soaring Hour Over California, Tron, stuff that doesn't really have to do with occultism. So maybe that's like the softer side of Disney. I don't know. I think it could be Illuminati, but I won't know until I see the movie. I'm still going to watch the movie because I'm pretty sure this is probably going to be one of the Star Wars, the best Star Wars ever. And I'm still a fan. And I hope that in the end, though, Disney shows the good side winning. I hope they don't do this thing where the Jedi are gone and then the Sith and the Empire take over and it's like the last movie or something. Because that would be really whack. Anyways. All I know is I'm not going to watch any more trailers. Now we're going to go to some calls. If anyone's listening live right now, the guest call-in is 347-850-1259. And I'm going to go ahead and post that on Facebook. We're going to take another little commercial break while I do that. Because, yeah, it doesn't sound professional to be typing and letting that leak. And we're going to go for a commercial break and play No Longer the Hero on My Way Remix. And I'm pretty much done with this broadcast. Hey, I finished early. That's a first. And I'm not drunk. So, yeah. Actually, I am drunk. I did open a beer. Well, I'm not drunk, but I'm drinking. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and play this track, No Longer the Hero, on My Way Remix. Thank you, and I hope you like the song.
And I see myself in the storm. On my way, I see the skies are turning gray. On my way, I don't want to be too late.
To feel the peace after war, to feel released from the core. Earthly gratitude, still I run after you. I feel it, doesn't matter how I'm feeling till I open doors. Trapped inside of a cortex, numb vortex of solar panels giving me reflections. They told me run until I can no longer hear the people screaming at the sight of all the imagery, the shadows run. There isn't evil, there is only a contemporary. Born to be a visionary, torn between the mysticism and the physical, be analytical. History is invisible, the leashes of empiricism. Hey. Caught up on a higher power, maybe to figure out the reason for complexity. Until you're next to me, visible as a light and power. I'll keep you in the deepest fathoms of my melody.
On my way, I walk to
to my window, and I see myself in the storm.
I'm sick of resisting repetition. Reputation is hardly a justifiable reason to see the liable swimming through different exhibitions. I'm not a dreamer, only having repeat offenses. I drink the water, but don't need to clear my sense. Clear the fences, I bet it would mean the world, but I'm really not trying to reference all the difference I was messing with. Nah, sick of getting the silent treatment. Hold the gavel to my head and shoot my dirty secrets. The anatomy held up inside my sanity certainly makes a man of me want a rich reading hit the deep end. It was written in the hieroglyphics. You never can outgrow the outer limits. So by sitting, I'm reminiscing on how maneuvers can make or break the impression from overthrowing rulers.
On my way, I walk to my window, and I see myself in the storm.
Oh yeah, what a beautiful and great song by No Longer the Hero. That is On My Way Remix. I hope you guys liked it. We're back live, Drunk World Order, getting crazy, getting drunk. Today's question of the day for the people, for the world, is it Star Wars The Last Jedi, Illuminati, or am I and other people just overreacting? Or here's what I said yesterday, I'm going to say it again, maybe Disney's trolling us with this whole thing. Oh, they spread the rumors about Luke turning to the dark side. And then they put all the Illuminati symbolism. They released it on Good Friday. They're going to release it after that on Christmas. You know, they released a trailer on Good Friday, the real movie on Christmas. And they want us, these crazy conspiracy show guys, to talk about it, to build hype. And for people to be like, well, now I really got to see if it's Illuminati, or if Luke turns to the dark side, what happens? But I was hearing for a long time that said Luke's going to turn to the dark side, but they thought it was going to happen in The Force Awakens. But what happened with Force Awakens is that they spent like the whole time looking for Luke in the universe. So how the fuck was he even going to be turn to the dark side if they couldn't even find him? He was like on some island. If you didn't see the movie, sorry, but that's where he was. So, yeah, you should have seen it by now. If you're a Star Wars fan and you didn't see Force Awakens, you're slipping. Rogue One was awesome. I don't know. I think this movie's going to be awesome. I just going to be a little sad, like I said, if they say the Jedis are finished and then the Sith and the Empire are going to rule. Or maybe they do win in the movie, but it can't be the last one. I mean, I know that Disney's going to milk Star Wars probably for years to come. I don't know. We're taking callers right now. The number is 347-850-1259. And let me know what you think about Star Wars The Last Jedi. Is it Illuminati? Is it not? Am I crazy? Let me know. Because you thought Alex Jones was crazy, wait till they get a load of me. Oh yeah. Anyways, let's do some promo here. You know, go check out No Longer the Hero, their Facebook page, YouTube page, Twitter, all that. You know, just put No Longer the Hero or NLTH And check them out on SoundCloud, YouTube, of course, Vigilantes Radio. Oh, yeah, go listen to Vigilantes Radio with Dini Mussolini. That is a great show. What else do I want to say? Oh, yeah, go check out Lyrical Innovation on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that. They can help you get your music out there. I'm actually helping them promote one of their artists today, and that was Saki Boy Theory. Don't Bury Me, that you heard earlier today. And if these next 3 minutes run out and we don't get a caller, I think I'm just going to play that and kind of call it a day. Plus, I got to be going soon because I have to go to Costco to get a hot dog. Oh, and to do shopping. Or I might stop by In-N-Out. I don't know. Only your Undertaker really knows what's going to happen. But, yeah. Star Wars The Last Jedi should be a good movie, guys. Overall, I want to say thanks for tuning in. If anyone's out there and you want to call in, go ahead and call in. I spread the number on the Drunk World Order page and on my Facebook. So let me know what you think, whether or not Star Wars The Last Jedi is Illuminati, or if I'm just a fucking psycho. I mean, let me know what you really think. Don't hold back. Have some whiskey, call into the show, and let us know. Because here on Drunk World Order, we get drunk until we fly in the universe. And just a message to the Sith out there, don't you dare try to oppose the Drunk World Order. How dare you try to oppose and go against the power of the drunk side? Thank you. And now I just want to say I'm probably going to go do some live streaming, a little bit of YouTubing, and stuff like that. Either way, we're going to try to do at least one of these Drunk World Order shows a day, if not every other day, for sure every week. But I only want to try to bring good topics that are like actually worth like talking about. Like, this is a good topic. I don't want to just say anything, because sometimes I was just saying any bullshit to just make a show, you know. I want it to be a topic that people can talk about, and it's a good topic, and especially when it's alien and space conspiracy theory, magic, occult, all that weird stuff. I like that a little bit better than just political. Political gets a little boring, and then it kind of causes division within people where people want to argue with each other, and I don't really want to bring that to the show. So, other than that, yeah, man, just keep looking out for new shows. Thanks for the support, any listeners out there. And we're going to keep bringing it, man. You can check out the other show that I'm going to be doing live. It's called Drunk Talk Radio. That's going to be more about music and just life and having fun and drinking. It's more of a laid-back show. People can call in and rap, sing, say a poem, give shouts out. It's more like you can talk about anything show. We can even talk about conspiracy if you want, but it's not going to be a topical show with conspiracy. It's just a fun show. And that's a show I'll be doing every day no matter what. If I don't do a 30-minute show, it'll be 15, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. It'll be something. And that'll be a show. If I can't do 30 minutes with those shows, then I probably won't take callers. Anyways, we're coming to a close here. 30 seconds left on the clock. Thanks, everybody. Tuned in. Have a great day. Signing off from the Drunk World Order Command Center. Stay wise, stay free, and remember, drink the beer bottle and have the power of the drunk side. I'll talk to you soon, my friends. Have a great day. Enjoy. Spread this podcast to all the Star Wars fans. And even the haters that are not fans. And thank you and have a great day. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Later.